frogs everywhere. No, this isn't about the plagues in Egypt. There's one famous frog that was kissed by a beautiful princess in the fairy tale, and he became Prince Charming. In literature, that would be called a comedy, because they lived happily ever after. There's another frog that was in the science lab. If the professor put that frog into a beaker of boiling water, it would immediately leap out to escape the danger. But if he put the frog in a beaker that's filled with cool water and then gradually heats it until it starts boiling, the frog will not know he's being cooked to death until it's too late. That frog story will not end happily ever after. In literature, that would be called a tragedy. Blessing or curse? Today, technology is supposed to make our life end happily ever after. We have all these devices that are supposed to make our life easier. But often, there is not a happy ending. Technology is not always a blessing. It can also be a curse. The ability to think and use reason and imagination is in danger of being lost through lack of use. One of the hazards of technology is it's like the frog in the beaker of water. No one's alarmed. They just keep entertaining themselves. Our brain is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. TV, tweeting, texting, video games don't require reading. They don't require thinking. They don't require reason and imagination. It's mindless and brainless. It's taking a toll on human beings. Our attention spans are shorter and our memories are failing. But there's a remedy. No, it's not hopeless. It's not hopeless. The water isn't boiling yet. Great books do two things. They delight and they instruct. Books take us to faraway places and on grand adventures. We can pretend to be the characters, try to solve the mysteries, cheer on the heroes, and boo the villains. But books also instruct. G.K. Chesterton said, "Fairy tales are more than true, not because they tell us that dragons exist, but because they tell us that dragons can be beaten." Books are like a mirror that show us ourselves. We don't have to get up on the stage, but we can see ourselves in the characters, good and bad. So, next time you're tempted to pick up that TV remote, or play on your iPhone, or download a new app, put it down. Back away slowly. Do something really radical. Read a page. Read two. Splurge. Read 10. Read a whole chapter. Think about the ideas in it. Exercise your mind so it doesn't get flabby. Remember the frog.